Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. It's been a few weeks since the last year. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who Bez Hashem be joining the shir. This series has been sponsored by Reb Yitzchak Saflis and his family, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and a special mazel tov to them on the marriage on Shushan Purim of their son and daughter-in-law. Bez Hashem, the Zivik should be Eli Yofa, and we should share Simchas together. So we're continuing in Chachmei Ashkenaz. The last Gadol we did was the Aguda, and as I was trying to figure out who the next Gadol should be, I wasn't ready yet to leave this Tkufa, this period of time, and this in the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So I went to look in the Ramah. You have to excuse my voice. This is Baruch Hashem gold, the best it's been in a week. I went to look in the Hakdama of the Ramah to Darkei Moshe, where he talks about the Gedolim, the reason why he wrote his Pirush. We mentioned many times that the Beis Yosef didn't bring many of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So I went to look at the list and see how many we have done, and if there are other Gedolim we could do. The Arzarua we did, the Aguda, Shari Dura we've mentioned, but there's not a lot on him. The Sirvet Aruch, also not a lot. Maril, Marivayel. So there's the Mahari Brin, or better known as the Mahari Broina. We mentioned him a few times. Again, the Ramah refers to him as Mahari Brin. And as I was learning then afterwards in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, of course, the Mahari Brin started popping out at me how many times the Ramah quotes him either as Mahari Brin or sometimes as Maharib, Memhe Resh Yud Beis, as opposed to Mem Hei Resh Yud Vav, which is the Mahari Vayel. This is the Mahari Broina. So Rabbi Yisrael from Broina. Now, truthfully, it's really called Brno today. B-R-N-O. It's a city in Czechoslovakia, in the Czech Republic, in Moravia. Brno, I was there a few years ago. So that's really the proper way of pronouncing the name. However, he's known as Rabbi Yisrael Mibroina, or Mibruna. In Simon Nun Gimel, he writes, Ani Yisrael ben Meren Rav Chaim Zal. He calls his father Meren Rav Chaim. In the Sefer Pirush Mahari Broina al HaTorah, which is Gilyonis edits and Pirushim on the Tor al HaTorah, he mentions his father Avi Meiri Meren Rav Chaim many times. And a few times he actually writes Vikasav Adoni Meiri, which would sound like maybe his father wrote a Sefer al HaTorah. Not that we have it, but he quotes his father many times. In the Ramon Darkei Moshe, in Tov Reish Sadivav, in Uchus Purim, he writes, Omnom Reisi Lamari Brin Shekara Tagur Al Minug Shalavishas Kalayim. There used to be a minug that they allowed wearing shatnez on Purim as part of Purim costumes. So he says, I see that the Mahari Brin is upset about it, that people wear shatnez in their Purim costumes, Vikasav, and he writes for the following. And at the end he writes that the Mahari Broina says, Vishamati Miabi Maba Marizal, Rabbi Yisrael quotes his father, Sheyamoicha Boisan Aloiv Shem Kelayim, he protested against those who wear Kelayim on Purim, Vechein Ani Noeg Acharov, and the Mahari Brin, the Mahari Broina says, I also have the same custom to protest against people who wear Kelayim in their Purim costumes, and this is brought in the Ramah at the end of Hilchas Purim over there. Exactly when he was born, we don't know. It's an estimated around the year 1400, Kuf Samach. The reason is because in Tshuvas Maram Mintz and Simen Sadi Zayin, he writes in the year 1468 in Reish Chav Ches, Asher Kosav Hayoshish Mahari Broina, that the very old Talmud Chacham Mahari Broina Shichya wrote. So in 1468, he's calling him the old one. So again, in those days, Gedolim didn't people didn't live that long. So it's assumed if he was already called the old one, he was born around the year 1400, that neighborhood. Exactly where he was born, we don't know. Some of the historians write he was born in Ashkenaz in Germany. Others say, no, he was born in Brno in Moravia, and that's how he got his name. Not very clear. Who were his rabbeim? In Simon Reish Pei Beis, he writes, "Bezoichrius kvoid moiri virabi harav hamufla, merenu harav David Svidnitz." I'm not sure who that is, but he calls him strong titles here. Moiri virabi harav hamufla, Rav David Svidnitz, asher gidlani b'cheikoi. He raised me in his lap. Sounds like he was one of his primary rabbeim. In a tshuva that he writes in Simen Ein Gimel, so tshuva about a talis, he writes, "I was asked by a rich person Meretz Rusya from Russia, are you allowed to make a talis out of other colors, of red or green, Lekavit Shabbos and Yontif?" Veishavti, so the Mari Broina writes that I answered him, "No, you should keep it white like the minig has always been." Vaimrani, and he writes, "The Taimaika, there's a reason why a talis should be white." And then he says, "I'll bring you another raya. Chazal darshan b'chaleis yu begadech begadim levanim. Your clothing should always be white. Chazal darshan elu tzitzis." It's referring to your talis and your tzitzis. You could say it means the tzitzis, not the talis. But that's what he says. So you see, it should be white. Vein l'shanis haminig, and therefore we should not change the minig. Even though he says the maimini, the Rambam says that any color is kosher. However, still, I feel that it should be white. And he says, even though when it comes to a talis katan, to the what we call our tzitzis, loikapti, that we're not particular about, v'oisim b'chal tzeva, that could be any color. V'chein ra'isi l'mayri Rav David hazokim misvidnitz, I saw my Rebbe, the elderly one, Rav David from Svidnitz, loivish talis katan shachar, he used to wear a talis katan that was black. Bikamakam, the talis gadol that he wore in shul, it was even he only wore it white. And then he says, even in talis katan, there are those who are particular to have it dafka to be white. Bechem behedja bikalir, he brings a raya from Rav Elezer HaKalir in one of his piyutim. Talisoi kisheleg mitzuchtach, his talis was white and pure like shelek. So you see, a talis is supposed to be white. And then he says at the end, velule de mistafina, amina al pisait, he says al pi kabbalah, a reason why it should be white. But this is an anhaga he brought from his Rebbe that his talis katan was actually black. So that was his Rebbe, he says, who raised him mechekot. In Simon Yud Ches, he writes, Shamati mi pi kadosh, Mereinu v'rabeinu agoin mereinu Rav Meir. So we're not sure exactly who that is. Maybe it's Rav Meir from Vienna. We've mentioned him a few other times. It's not clear who it is. In Trumas Hadeshen, in Psakim and Ksavim Kuf Chav Ches, who was a contemporary and a Rebbe of the Rebbe Yisrael Broina, he writes about him as follows. You want to know who Rebbe Yisrael Mibroina was? Haloi nimshach b'shemen zach. He was anointed with the pure oil, meaning that's a lotion of giving smicha. The hayoshish of the old one, Marzach. This is the Marzach of Nuremberg. We mentioned him many times. Uveshemen ranon yefei pri toyer merein Rav Yaakov. And he also has from the oil of the Mari Vayel, Rav Yaakov Vayel. Uveshemen medushem of rein Rav David, Hashem yikoyim damai. Vegam mishamni, and also from my own oil, Yotzakti al roishoi, kasher yidatiu, I know him, kedai ro lekach, he is fitting for it, begamara usvara. So Trumas Hadeshen seems to be saying the Mari Broina had smicha from the Marzach of Nuremberg, from the Mari Vayel, from Arein Rav David, Hashem Yikoyim Damai, and from the Trumas Hadeshen himself. It's a pretty impressive list of smicha. Now in Yam Shel Shloimen Gittin Perek Dalid by the Oisiyos of how to write names, Ois Mem, he writes, V'zel L'sheinim Mariv, this is the Lashon of Mari Broina, Beget Shesider Mareiner of Anshel. So Mari Broina, as we'll see, the Marshal had tshuvas from the Mari Broina that we don't have. And he says, so Zokter Bisrael, Mari Broina, that the get that Rav Anshel was Mesader, Kosav, he wrote the name Mishulam. The name Mishulam, do you write it with a Vav or not? So he wrote it Chaser Vav. He wrote it without a Vav. This is all the Mari Broina talking. Ki apayit Rav Mishulam chasim shmoi ba'apik renen b'kroivitz Mishulam chaser. Because the Paitan Rav Mishulam, this seems to be referring to Rav Mishulam ben Rav Kleinimis, one of the big Paitanim, the Avoid of Yom Kippur if Nusach Ashkenaz is his. There is actually a kever in Magencia, in Mainz, of Rav Meshulam Berav Kleinemis. They say it's the same one. It's not clear because the name Meshulam and Kleinemis was over and over. There were Rav Kleinemis, Rav Meshulam, Meshulam, Rav Kleinemis. But when I went there, they told me that this was that Python. And he signed his name. There's a Kreivitz that is said on Pesach that is based on Shir HaShirim called Apik Renen, that he signs his name Meshulam without a Vav. This is in the Mari Breuna saying why Rav Anshul wrote it without a Vav. Vani Yisrael, but says Rav Yisrael from Breuna, Kibalti Mizokin Echad Be'umitz. I was Mekalba from an old Talmid Chacham in Umitz, Ben Peishana. He was 80 years old, V'lamad B'Yeshiva Kol Yamav. And he learned in Yeshiva all his days, Ushmoy Moshe Kayin, V'amar Li, and he told me this, Rav Moshe Kayin, Shnei Mishpachas Hayim Medinas Rhinus. There were two families in the Rhineland. One of them signed their name Meshulam with a Vav, and one of them Meshulam without a Vav. So it sounds like he could do both ways. This was what he was mekabel from this Rav Moshe HaKayin. Now the Mashal himself at the end says there that since in the Psukim and Divrei Yamim and in Melachim and in Ezra it has Meshulam without a Vav, you should write Stam Azay Meshulam without a Vav. So that's someone else that it seems Rav Yisrael was mekabel from. Now in Sibin Sadi Hey, he writes about a person whose wife is Nifter and he has to wait 3 months to get, three regalim, three Yamim Taivin to get remarried. And the question is if two Yamim Taivin plus Purim counts or not. And he says, V'chein b'yaldusay, then Shaila Bechlal, maybe only two regalim is enough, maybe you don't need three. V'chein b'yaldusay, when I was young, he says, Be'rachti l'nisuim, I got a bracha by the marriage of a Rav Yitzchok Oibernik. It says over there 2 months. I'm thinking it should say two regalim. There's a lot of mistakes in the tshuvas, even in the read on tshuvas. Kishanasa krevasi, when he married my relative. Veloshamati paitzepe. When you look at the tshuva there, you see it's mavur, it's two regalim. And no one said a word about it, and they all allowed it to happen, because they were saimich two regalim seems to be enough. But that's something he said when he was young, that he got a bracha by the marriage of Rabbi Yitzchok Oibernik, that when he married his relative. Now his first rabbanus was in Breuna. And that's how he got his name, whether he was born there or not. His rabbanus was zicher there. Like he writes in Simcha Hey, Nishalti b'Kilas Breuna, I was asked from Kilas Breuna, Be'eretz Hager from Hungary, they sent me a shaila when I was in Brno. In Kufla Megimel, he says, Uchvar ba ma'isel yadi ki agavna, certain shaila in Treifus, I already had such a shaila in Kal Breuna and Breuna v'Tarti, and I was matzerit. Now, he was there for a long time. At times he would travel to his Rebbe, the Trumas HaDashen, in Neustadt, which was about 200 kilometers southwest of Brno. In Psakim and Ksavim, the Trumas HaDashen, Kuf Chav Ches, he writes, V'chein Ereisi L'Mari Anal, this is how I paskin to Rabbi Yisrael, B'yosei Etzli B'Neustadt, when he came to visit me in Neustadt, Kasher Merin Rav Gadol Gedal, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Gimel Dalid, with a Shreichel Ayin Lamed, Gedal, So it sounds like this Reb Gedal from Orenburg wanted to come to Brno, and he wasn't so happy, Reb Yisrael from Brno, he was his Rabbanus. And he told him, as we'll see later, he told him that you can't be Moicha, he could come. But here he see that the Reb Yisrael came to his Rebbe, the Trumas HaDashen, to ask him this Shaila. He calls the Trumas HaDeshin Mari V'Rabi in Reishai and Gimel. He writes, Shana Taiva Masuka, Tigzer V'Tikasa V'Tikasin, Adoin Goin Mari Marein Rav Yisrael, the Trumas HaDeshin. And it's Simon Peches, Ulachar Zman, Hevi Li Tshuva, Marein Rav Marperk, that's the Trumas HaDeshin, V'Kashali Yisrael Mibroinai Al Divrei Mari, and I have Shver on the words of my Rebbe. The Leket Yosher in Chelek Aleph, page 38, says he remembers one time that the Mari Breuna was eating together with the Talmidim and the Trumas HaDeshen, and the Trumas HaDeshen was mechabed the Mari Breuna to be the mezamein, to make the mezumen, because he was the guest, and the mitzvah is the guest to be the mezamein. V'lo yiratzel lebarech, and he didn't want to. Even though the Trumas HaDeshen pushed him two or three times, he still didn't want to do it. And his excuse was, he said, he wants to hear how the Trumas Hadeshin is Mevarech. Ula Yishma Mimenu Chiddush. Maybe he'll hear something new that he didn't know. But the Lekach Yosha writes, Avo Shamati Me'abachrim, I heard from the Bachrim that the real reason why was Shemari Breina and Yochel Levarech Beloshin Tzach. Seems perhaps he didn't speak so clearly, and therefore he was like embarrassed. He didn't want to, I don't know if embarrassed, or he didn't want to be the Mevarech because he wasn't able to speak so clearly. But his excuse was that perhaps he'll hear a Chiddush from the Trumas Hadeshin. So again, you see, he used to go and visit his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, in Neustadt or wherever he was at that time. Now, he also, as we said, was a Talmud of the Mari Vayel. The Mari Vayel in Simen Reish Yud Ches, he refers to him as Hameir Lo'ilam Mitairasai Huniu Mechutani Merein Rav Yaakov. So the Mari Breiner refers to the Mari Vayel as Mechutani, as my relative through marriage. Somehow they were related. In Simen Yud Beis, we've quoted this numerous times, Shamati Misheri Hagoin Reb Yudol Shashama Me'avi Mari Vayel. I heard from my relative, Rav Yudol, who heard from his father, the Mari Vayel. So he was somehow related to the Mari Vayel. Now, as we said before, this Reb Gadol from Arnberg wanted to come to Brno and make his yeshiva there or live there. So some say this is the reason why the Mari Bruno decided to leave and go to the city of Regensburg. And others say, Mechateisi, we don't know that for sure. It's only a Hashara. In Simon Reish Nun Dalit, it seems that we find the reason why he actually went to Regensburg. He writes, B'didi Havod, I had a similar story. Kedisa Laha B'Regensburg, when I came to Regensburg, L'meisav Intasi, to marry my wife. So it sounds like the reason he went to Regensburg was to get married. Now, what year exactly he came to Regensburg, it was for sure in the 1450s. Now, if he was born in 1400, he was pretty old by then, so perhaps this was a second marriage. He was in Brno for a long time, as we said, so perhaps this was a second marriage, but he said to get married, that seems to be the reason why he went to the city of Regensburg. In Simikov Samachtes by a Sufik Trefa, Shaila, he writes, V'chein haresi b'Burnoi uve Regensburg. This is how I paskind in Burnoi and in Regensburg. In Simikov Pei Aleph, we're talking about Menhagim Apidjan Aben. V'noyagim b'Regensburg, each place, he says Regensburg a little, he writes it a little differently, but it's all the same place, that by benching they say Shasimcha b'Moinoi, like we say by a Sheva Brachas, and we don't say by a Bris. We'll say in a moment what that is. But he writes, in Regensburg, in Shnas Reish Yudvav, 1456, Haya Pidjan Aben Lehachas Reb Isaac, Haya Ba'av. He writes, there was a Pidjan Aben on the fifth day of Av, so during the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av that year was on a Sunday, he writes, so it wasn't Shavua Shechalboi, V'chalti B'minyon Basar V'shasinu Yayin. He says, we ate meat and we drank wine. Kiminig lachar pidyon levarach alakais, because it's a minion to bench alakais. Uberich shechiyanu, and they made the shechiyanu, or maybe he means, I'm sorry, after the actual pidyon, there's a minig to make a brach alakais. And we said shechiyanu, and birchas hamazon, we said shasimcha b'maynai. Ulefisha tishabav lehaya b'yisa shavua, since tishabav wasn't during that week, was on Sunday, I didn't change the minig. But if Tisha B'Av would have been during that week, I wouldn't have let them say Shasimcha B'Mayinai. How could you say there's a full Simcha? Simcha B'Mayinai is said when there's a complete happiness. He says, I wouldn't have let them say that. Ki Chol B'dinas Pailin and Shleizen Ustreich and other places, Einoagin Leimer Shasimcha B'Mayinai. So the whole Shaila, and Ksubis Tav Chesam et Aleph, there's a Taisa Rosh, being Zemachleikas, if you say Shasimcha B'Mayinai by a Pidjan Aben. By a bris, we don't say it because there's pain of the child. It's not a full simcha. By a sheva brachas, we say it. So there's a machlaikis in the Taisa Rosh brings a machlaikis there. Do we say it or not? The Maram Rittenberg and the Mari Vayel and the Trumas Hadeshin says the Minigan B'nai Reinus was to say Shasimcha B'Mayinai by a Pidjan Aben, and that's probably by in Regensburg. They said it as well. It was a German Minig. However, others say not to say it. We don't say it. The Ramah brings down in Hilchas Pidjan Aben. We don't say it based on Avudram. But so he's saying interesting chiddush here. He says they say shasimcha b'maynai, but I wouldn't have let them say it during the 9 days because it's not a happy time during the 9 days. Now, even though his rebbe, the Marivayel, Chumas Hadeshen, they seem to have held to yes say it, but he didn't seem that he wanted it to be said. It's not clear, like we said, what year he came to Regensburg, but in about 1448, it seems to be in the ledger of the government that he was already recognized as the Rav of the city, and before that already, he was already there because there was a machlokes, and this was a big machlokes. So again, it's not a raya that it was his second marriage. If he came in the 1440s, he was in his 40s or 45, but it's a little old in those days for a first marriage. So what was the machlokes? And this we find, we have to put together some pieces from different tshuvas. In tshuvas Mari Vayel, Kuf Nun Aleph, it's also brought in Tshuvas Hadeshen, Psakim and Ksavim, the same tshuva in Kuf Chavav. Zekama Yomim Kosev Li Mechutani, this is many days, my Mechutin. Patish Achozek Mari Breiner wrote to me, Eich Shemeiner Rav Anshul Nokat Shulav Adi Yimleich, that this is from Regensburg. Rav Anshul in Regensburg said, I'm the only one who could do anything as a Rav here. Bekule mili derabonis, begitin chalitzas hayrois, litches mari lahiride legamri. So this Rav Anshul did not want to allow Mari Breuner to paskin chaylas and do any rabonis things in the city of Regensburg. V'chasher kosevli mari tamirayi chuvasi yelov. So the Mari Vayel says that when the Mari Breuner wrote this to me numerous times, I answered him, he should be quiet, because I was hoping that in the city, the Anshe Emes are going to solve the problem and make shalom. But I see Lo Nishtana, things haven't changed. Raklu Griusa, it's gotten worse. He says, therefore I can no longer sit by and watch the Bizoyan, the Busha, Uvizilusa and the Bizoyan of what's going on to the Mari Breuner. So therefore I'm going to write my Shita. We have quoted this Tshuvas Mari Vayel numerous times where he describes many different cities as two Rabbanim and there's no problems with that. Kevan Shakol Lo Birlehem. He says, first of all, the city didn't pick Mari. They didn't pick either of them as a Rav. They both have to pay taxes like a regular citizen. One has no chazaka more than the other. Even though Rav Anshul was there first, he doesn't get a chazaka more than anyone else. He says, well, because the city didn't take him on as a Rav, they didn't take him as the Reish, he's like one of the Balabatim living in a city, and another Balabas wants to come live there, and he could say, you're not allowed to live here? What right does one citizen have to tell another citizen that he can't live there? I was here first. He says, V'chein, this is the famous line we've quoted in numerous shuvas, numerous shurim, that we see in many places. We don't find one has more of a chazaka more than the other. The high time, it says, from these reasons, I say that the Mari Breuner has a chazaka, just like Rav Anshul b'chol davar, and he could be a Rav, likvaya yeshiva la'atzmai. Remember the Mari Vayel in the shuva said that he was allowed to make a yeshiva, but he didn't want to make a yeshiva. There was already a yeshiva in that place. I forgot which city it was. This was all that tshuva. He says he's allowed to make a yeshiva, to give to gittin, chalitzos, meira hayrois, the paskin, levarach birchas eris in nesuim, to be masad the kedushin, v'shumadam layim chabiyadai, v'asher yifan, ifne liv, levav ve'levilti shmayali. He says if someone's not going to listen to my psak, I'm going to come and I'm going to punish him. Vatem Talmida, he's telling his Talmidim there in Regensburg, he says, Hizaru, be very careful with the covet of the Mari Breuner. And he says, Tibani, Shatem Shroyim Vesheiskim, he says, I can't believe you've seen this and have been quiet. You should have made shalom. There are so many kilos that have been destroyed because of Machlaikis. How'd you let this fester? As we'll see how bad it got. The next tshuva in Psakim and Ksavim in Tshuvas Hadeshen, Kuf Chav Zayin, is not from the Tshuvas Hadeshen, is from an uncle of the Mari Breuner, Rav David Sprintz, and he says, V'tasu Shalom ben Rashi Yisrael, you have to make Shalom amongst these great leaders of Klal Yisrael, Ha'oluf Rav Ri Breuner, G'may Shekasav Hagoyin Mari Vayel, like the Mari Vayel said, you have to make Shalom between the Mari Breuner and Rav Anshul. He says, Mikomokam Lazilusa Drabana Le Motzilamachsi, says I can't see such a zilzal in Talmidei Chachamim. And not only that, he says, I'm also worried about the covet of the Mari Vayel. Davali Gamkin Zilusa Who gave the Mari Broina smicha? His Rebbe, the Mari Vayel. If you're going to be Mevaza, the Mari Broina, you're being Mevaza, the Mari Vayel too. Such zilzul can't be. Now, this is where he said before, in Reish Nun Dalet, the Mari Broina, Bididi Hava Uvda. He says, when I came to Regensburg to get married, I had the same story. He was writing to a Talmud of his who was having the same problem later on in life. So he explains what happened. When I came to Regensburg, Rabanshul was there. He had a yeshiva. The Rabbanim and the Lamdim were his Tamidim. And he said that he's the only one who could give Gittim and Chalitzas, and I can't do anything. It's a mistake over there also in the Tshuva. It says Visharu Le. He says Vishar, it means Visharu Li. They were matter to me, all the Rabbanim and Ashkenaz and Tsarfas, over Hashem, Agoyinim, Arivayel, and they said, I'm allowed to. He can't take it over. Now, how bad did it get? What are we talking about, these bizyonis? In Chuvas Maram Mintz, I involve, he writes, Maisara, he says there's a Maisara going on. Beresh Kalusa Mari Broina. Vinasa Beves HaKnesses Memokim Moshe Mariv Tzlamim. They made crosses and his chair in the Beis Medrash. V'cheinichtav al mekoyme apikiris. Again, these were the Tamidim of Avanchel who were upset that the Mari Broina wanted to paskin and have yeshiva, and they wrote on him apikiris. V'kama chirufim v'gidufim ha'shalei nishma ma'olam kahena afilo olam kolshu. He says, we never heard this such shame to a regular person. Kal v'chaymar to a gadol. Numerous times they engraved into his chair tzlamim as a roy lechol by Yisrael lasis lezeh achilul besakneses maat besamigdash maat alkeno sisi. Says a shul is a besamigdash maat, is a migdash maat. You have such a chil Hashem in a shul that this goes on in his place. He says, everyone has to do something about this. Therefore, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I wrote a letter to Kach Regensburg, and he has a whole tshuva over there, he says to do it. So this is how bad it got. And this was this story that he had before he was considered the Rav of Regensburg, which seems later on, mitzad the government, he was made the Rav of Regensburg, as we said before, in 1448. Now, another big machlaikis he had in his life, I think we mentioned this in the Shir on the Marik. In Chuvas Marik, he says, I see the dimas ha'ashuk, the tears of the one who's being oppressed, Harav Zalmoini, v'sleichat say ha'atzim, those who are oppressing him. Number one, he has a problem with the government. Sheyarat tzayr netuyalov levay lechinam. He seems he had a problem with the government. They were trying to take away his money. V'oy noisef shever al shever, and worse than that, there's a Tzurban Rabbanan, there's a Talmud Chacham, who is Mimalagliv Alav, who's shaming him, and Einas Dvarim. And this Talmud Chacham, we're talking about the Mari Broina, said that Reb Zalman was Mecharef him, was shamed him. Belezem Mispar Lachrimel and Adaisai, and the Mari Broina is putting him in Cherem. Heina Yedeyatzma, he put him in Cherem on himself, for his own covet, plus other gedolim put him in cherem for the covet of the Mari Broina. So this Reb Zalmoini was put in cherem, seemingly by the Mari Broina himself, for his own covet, plus other gedolim for the covet of the Mari Broina. Now it seems this Reb Zalmoini writes the Marik. He sent his son to the shul in Regensburg, that he's ready to come to a din Torah, he's ready to accept whatever they tell him to do, and this Rav doesn't agree to it, it's not listening to him, he still wants to keep him in the cherem. He says, I don't understand, das harav niflai mimani, or rechayki an ma'id, why is he being so stubborn? He's being machni himself to you. Why are you not allowing him? Now in the next tshuva, in Sherish Kuf Samach Tes, the Marik answers the Mari Broina's answer to him. So we only know what the Mari Broina answered from what the Marik answers piecemeal, so to speak. It's a long tshuva. But one thing he writes over there, the Mari Broina, was, he says, Reva abit lemi kalalta, why are you cursing me, he tells the Marik. And you're not cursing me, because I didn't put him in Cherem. You're cursing Chas V'Shalom, Marainer of Elyam mi Prague, Ushar Maskim in Chassid Olam, Big Gedolim put him in Cherem for my covet. You're cursing them. Now, the Marik says, I never cursed them. That's not what I meant, he answers. But it sounds like from that it wasn't true that the Mari Broina himself put him in Cherem. It sounds like other Gedolim put him in Cherem. Now, it seems also from the Marik that at the end, the Caesar, the government, took all of Reb Zalmoni's money. One of the reasons was, I think we mentioned this a different time, that if you're in Cherem from the Rav, who was recognized by the Malchus, so the Malchus would actually take the money. And the Marik writes over there, why do you put him in Cherem to take his money, Biyad Adoina Kesar, from the Caesar, Kasher Lebesoif Nafa, like Itaka happened. So it sounds like at the end, Nebuchadnezzar, Itaka lost all his money. Now, it's an interesting twist to this is, in Chuvas Marik HaChadoshim Simen Yudalid, he's writing over there about a different story about, I think a different story, about the Cherem for the Kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. Now, if you remember, in Shiurim earlier, we talked about in the Chuvas of the Marivayel and others, that they, the Maril, that they talk about that there's no din of Talmid Chacham Bizman Hazeh. They quoted even, I think, from the Agur, that there, or the Aguda, I don't remember which one it was, that there's no din of Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh to put a person in Cherem if you're Mevazeh Talmud Chacham. So it's interesting, the Marik writes in this tshuva that you're relying on the psak of the Mari Vayol, that there's no din of Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh, and you wrote, Ki Adam Gadol Hu V'Nasi Raish, you're telling me he was an Adam Gadol, and he was a Nasi, he says, I want you to know it's possible that I know the Mari Vayel much better than you. And I know how great he was. He says, but I see, I see the Gedolim of Ashkenaz did not agree with the Mari Vayel, and the Mari Vayel was quoting the Maril. And earlier, the Maru was quoting earlier that there's no din of a Talmud Chacham. Halehema Dalud Rabbanim Hashir Iskimu Im Mari Binyan Zalmoni. He says the story with the Reb Zalmoni that there's four Gedolim put him in Cherem for the Kavod of the Mari Breina. You see that you do put in Cherem for a Kavod of Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh. I the Mari Vayel. You see that the Gedolei Ashkenaz were not Mekabel the Psak. Very interesting twist to what we've talked about before. Now, the Mari Breina was very busy, like he was recognized by the government, he was involved in the government. In Tshuvas Maramintz, Simen Samach Gimel Dash Dalid, Chelek Dalid of that Simen, is a tshuva of the Mari Breina that he writes, Vani Torin Ma'id, Ba Venisena Rabim, Bitzorchi Amedino is Beisek HaMelucha. He says, I'm very busy, unfortunately, with the needs of the country in the Melucha, Asher Kulanu, Taylim Barach Me Hashem Yisbarach. We're all dependent on the Melucha with the Rachmanis of Hashem. Now, it happened in Simen Reish Samach Tes, he writes, that in the year Reish Yodalid, 1454, he says, I was given over to the Malchus, my body and my mamin, I was put in the tower, I was put in jail for 13 days. I had to put up a ransom for my money and for my freedom. Well, the parshas told us, Yitzchak Yatzasi, parshas told us when I left, he says, it seems, I guess he means like his averis, some of my debt was collected from my tsar. Very busy and I'm confused and my heart is not with me. But unfortunately it seems that he was put in jail over something that was going on in the city of Regensburg, monetarily or whatever it was. They took him in jail and he had to put up a big ransom for that. So that's one thing he was involved in. In Toldos Gedolei Yisrael, I didn't find any remez for this in any of his tshuvas, but there's a story that they claim, a few saw it quoted in a few places, that in 1474, in Reish Lamed Dalid, that he was part of a blood libel, and that they said that he killed a Christian child for the blood, and he was put in jail, and they were about to kill him, and then the government, the Caesar, Frederick, I think it was, one of them stepped in, and eventually they got this, it was a mummer, a meshumad, you know, someone who, a Jew who became a Christian, who was the one who made up this blood libel, and they got him actually to admit his lie, and they ended up actually killing that meshumad. They burnt him ala esh. At the end of the story, it says, "Kain yoved kolei vecha Hashem, all of your enemies should be destroyed like that." So that's a story they say. Again, at that age, he was already in 1474. He was already in his 70s, probably, or maybe even older. That he was taken to jail and put almost killed because of this blood libel. It seems at the end of his life he went to Prague. We don't know why he left Regensburg exactly, but he left Germany and he went to Prague, to Prague, where his son Rabbi Nasha lived. In the Masefer Minhagim of Isaac Tirna, Amud Kuf Mem Gimel, he writes. He writes from on the site from over there. Mareinar of Yisrael Braino, Mareinar of Elia, that's Rav Elia of Prague. Tzivah Lelichte V'get Shnas Reish Lamed Vav, Shaya Ibur Adar Rishon. So this is already 1476, that it was an Adar, it was an Ibur Yar, and Adar Rishon. There's always a Shaila what to write. Do you write Adar Stam, Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon? So he writes that they told me, Rav Yisrael Braino and Rav Elia, in a get, they should write Adar HaRishon, Num Eliezer Chazan, he's the one who signed this, he was the cipher. So this is Rav Elia from Prague, so it seems he was in Prague, we see in these years. They found from some cipher of Prague, a Ksaviat, of different shtaris, a bill of a sale of the chatzer next to the Beis HaKnesses in Prague, and he writes, it was sold to someone, Vichshiru, and it was like notarized, Mari Breiner, Mreiner Avelia. The two Rabbanim, Mari Breiner Avelia, they sort of were machsher this sale, and there's some other shtaris like that, that this cipher has, that he signed on them together with Rebellia of Prague. In the Seder Chalitza to Lahari Margolis, Amid Reish Lamedalit, I think it is, there's a letter, and he signs it, Yisrael mi Breina be Praga, Yisrael of Breina in Prague. So it's clear at the end of his life he was in Prague. Now let's just talk about his Svarim. And tshuvas, the tshuvas that we have, Mari Breina, is a collection of 284 tshuvas that were copied over from a Ksav Yad that was copied in the year Tuf Mem Hei by the copier Moshe ben Rav Yaakov Uziel, who copied it from the Ksav Yad that he saw by his Rebbe Mareiner of Arin. How do we know that? In the Ha'ara, and in Simen Reish Samach Tes, there's a Ha'ara at the bottom, Omer HaKatan Mabia, which stands for Moshe ben Yaakov Uziel, B'sefer HaShenimatik Mimenu, the sefer that I'm copying from, which is the Ksav Yav Shel Rav Agoin Meri V'Rabbi Zal, Matzasi, I found written in the side, Omer Arin. So you see his Rebbe was Rabbi Arin. So it was a copy from a copy from a copy. Now, it's only some of his tshuvas. There were kaivtsim, there were collections of tshuvas of from manuscripts of the Mari Breina that the Ramah had, that the Marshal had, that they quote him constantly from tshuvas that we do not have. So they had tshuvas from him that we don't have. In the Marshal in Yam Shel Shleima, there's many tshuvas, many of them Legabe Gittin and Shemais of Gittin that we don't have. In one place, in Perek Bey, Simich Avdalad, the Yam Shel Shleima writes, Matsasi Begilyon al Tekuni Gittin. I found written on the margin of Tekuni Gittin, Fumiloshen Mari Breina, from the Mari Breina. So he seems also that he had Tekuni Gittin that had Hagois from the Mari Breina that the Marshal had. It seems he might have written a sefer either on Gittin or for sure on Chalitza, like in Tshuvas Kofei writes, Kasher Biyarti, Hilchas Chalitza b'sefer acher, like I was explained in Hilchas Chalitza in another sefer, which sounds like a sefer that he wrote. In the Yam Shel Shleima, Akdama Shnia, he writes, Uperek Mitzvah Chalitza, in Yevamos, the Perek of Mitzvah Chalitza, Hayim Neroi Lekatzer. The Marshal writes, I should have been brief. Since the Mari Breina wrote a tikkun lehilchas chalitza, which means an order of how to do the chalitza, so that seems to be the sefer he was referring to before in his tshuvas, v'tzuras haminol, and he also wrote how to make a picture of the shoe, a chalitza shoe. Because of hakol bevir yofe v'rayas maifzim, he wrote it very clearly, he wrote it with rayas. Kibinyan aminol, this is all the Marshal talking. When it comes to the shoe, reisi mikama moirim, mashena muskim b'ene klal. I saw from many paiskim things that they don't say, I don't agree to. V'rabim lechok rachri sherish halacha. Many of them didn't go back to the root of the halacha. El mesajim hachalitza, listen to this lashon. They do the chalitza mitaycha seder, from like an order like a seder, k'mayishim mesajim ha'gadol b'lal pesach mitaycha sidurim. Like you have the seder l'al pesach, you just read through it, he says. They do the same thing with the chalitza, they have a seder, they do it, but they don't really know the sherish of what's going on. Now, like we said before, in Reish Lamed Daled, he was still in Regensburg. We said before in 1474 is when he was that blood libel. As we said before in Reish Lamed Vav, he was already in Prague. And as we said before, in 1468, he was already called Hayoshish. He was already called the Old One. We quoted the Chuvas Maramints in the beginning of the year. He was already called Hayoshish. So in 1468, he was already Hayoshish, and he was still alive in 1476. After that, we don't know much about him. But his psakim were mekubel, as I mentioned before, the Akdama of the Ramah, Darkei Moshe, Gam Divrei Mariv, Marivayo, Umaril, Umariv, with a base, the Mari Breina, Marib, maybe. Shehema Hamoirim, those are the Paiskim. And another thing that the Ramah over there in Darkei Moshe says, Uchuvas Mari Brin, this is what we quoted before, Umaril, Umariv, so Mari Brin, Maril, and Marivayel, these are the big Gedolei Ashkenaz that he quotes, that the Ramah uses for his psak. And like I said, in Hilchas Pesach, numerous times already I've seen the Ramah quote Mari Brin or Marib many times. At the end of the Shir on the Marivayel, we quoted a tshuva from the Mari Breina that said, Simen Lamegimel, that said that Kol Zman, the Mari Vayel, is in this dar, ein hadar yosam. I see now there wasn't the Mari Breina who wrote the tshuva. It was actually the Chumas Hadeshen who wrote the tshuva. It's signed Hatzoyer Akotin Yisrael. And he's writing, and he says, he's writing to the Mari Breina, he writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yarech Yomim LaMariv, to the Mari Vayel, Kol Zman Shu Kayim, Kol Zman the Mari Vayel is alive, Vigam Ata, and you too, the Mari Breina, the Yeser Abir Harayim, and the other Gedolim, Ein Hadar Yosam. So actually, it was the Chumash Hadeshin writing about the Mari Vayel, the Mari Breina, that Kol Zman that they are alive, Ein Hadar Yosam. This is the Gedolim, the Mari Breina, or Brno, as like I said, is the proper way of saying it. After Prague, that year, we don't know where he was. Did he go back to Regensburg? Did he stay in Prague? Where he was nifter, where he's buried, we don't know. But as I say, his Torah and his Pesachim live on through the words of the Darkei Moshe, the words of the Chachamim of Ashkenaz. Things that we do every day are based on his Pesachim. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.